Enid a Cair, a play Tangaha, Unit 4, discussing languages.
Fáilteoireacht go Enid a Cair. In this unit, you learn how to say what languages you speak and how well you speak them. We'll also take a look at how to count things.
Let's start off with a question. Will Gaelic a good? Can you speak Irish? Will Gaelic a good?
Tá. Yes.
Níl. No.
Gaelic. Irish. Here are some other languages.
Berla. English. Berla.
Garmanish. German. Garmanish.
Idalish. Italian. Idalish.
Frankish. French. Frankish.
Spanish. Spanish. Spanish.
Bratnish. Welsh. Bratnish.
Gaelic. Scottish Gaelic. Gaelic.
It's useful to be able to say how well you speak a language.
Tá Gaelic lí fógam. I speak Irish fluently. Tá Gaelic lí fógam.
Tá Beagán Francaise agam. I speak a little French. Beagán, a little.
Tá mé fólam Gearmánaise. I'm learning German. Tá mé fólam. I'm learning.
Níl mórán Idalaise agam. I can't speak much Italian. Níl mórán Idalaise agam.
Will Gearmánaise agat?
Tá, tá mé lífú.
Cúmál leis ceal, a bhfuil Gaelic agat?
Tá, Beagán.
Will Idalaise ag Tony?
Níl. Atá sé fóin Francaise.
Exercise 1, page 18. Try saying these sentences in Irish.
Can you speak German? Will Gearmánaise agat?
I speak Welsh fluently. Tá Breathnaise lí fógam.
I speak a little Italian. Tá Beagán Idalaise agam.
I'm learning Irish. Tá mé fólam Gaelic.
This is how you ask someone which languages they speak. Cuidéan a teangacha tugad. Which languages can you speak? Cuidéan a teangacha tugad.
Tá Francaise agus Gearmánaise agam. I speak French and German. Tá Francaise agus Gearmánaise agam.
Tá Idalaise agam, ach níl aon Spáinnis agam. I speak Italian, but I can't speak Spanish. Tá Idalaise agam. Ach, níl aon Spáinnis agam.
Níl aon Francaise nó Spáinnis agam. I speak neither French nor Spanish. Níl aon Francaise nó Spáinnis agam.
Cad é na teanga a tógad a Leo?
Tá Francaise agus Gearmánaise agam.
Will Idalaise na Spáinnis agat a fáil?
Tá Idalaise agam, a níl aon Spáinnis agam.
Will Frankish na Spanish agat?
Nia.
If you tell someone that you're learning a language, you might be asked where. Cahet. Here are some possible answers.
On telefiche. From the television. On telefiche.
On radio. From the radio. On radio.
Ig rang ihe. At a night class. Ig rang ihe.
O ish tapen a sawala. From videos at home. O ish tapen a sawala.
Exercise 2, page 18. You'll hear four people saying where they're learning certain languages. Try to anticipate what they're going to say.
Mark is learning French from the television.
Tá mé fólam Francaise an teilifíse.
Claire is learning German from videos at home.
Tá mé fólam Gearmánaise ó ísh taipe na sóile.
Pauline is learning Italian at a night class.
Má fólam Adilise ag rang ihe.
Kieran is learning Welsh from the radio.
Tá mé fólam Breithneise an radio.
Another useful phrase is a diggin' to. Do you understand? A diggin' to. A diggin' to Gaelic. Thigim. Yes, I do. Ní higim. No, I don't.
Exercise 3B, pages 19 and 20. Imagine that you're the manager of a busy tourist information office. You've advertised a part-time job in the office and now you're dealing with the interested applicants and taking down their details. A phrase you'll need for this exercise that you haven't come across before is Cajín Sholu Tugget. What's your address? Cajín Sholu Tugget. An applicant has just walked into your office. Ask him his name.
Cainim Tart.
Pwedrick McMahuna.
Ask him where he's from.
Castu?
As Litcher Cannon, at the Mahoney in Shawhanish.
Ask him what his address is.
Kjin Shawlu Togut?
Quig Jig, Bohorna Tre.
Ask him what his phone number is.
Kjin Tiver phone?
Och the Nui Shacht, a Shea Quig.
Ask him which languages he speaks.
Jane Chang ha tugut.
Well, te garmanish lifa ogum agus bagana dalashe.
Let's turn our attention now to numbers. In Unit 3, you learned how to count up to 12. Let's do a quick recap on those primary numbers.
A hean.
A daw.
A tree.
A keher.
A cuig.
A shea.
A shacht.
A hocht.
An lí.
A jay.
A hínjig.
A dóiig.
The numbers a hín, a dó, and a cahar change when counting things. Listen carefully.
Changi a wén. One language.
Gahangi. Two languages.
Chvihangi. Three languages.
Kirahangi, four languages.
Quig hangi, 5 languages.
She hangi, 6 languages.
The numbers 2 to 6 cause a shevu in most words following them that begin with a consonant. Changi wen, 1 language, but ye hangi, 2 languages.
Here are some other examples.
Pinta wen, 1 pint, but chri finta, 3 pints.
Doris the wine, 1 door, but kiragoris, 4 doors.
Bujala wen, 1 bottle, but quig wujal, 5 bottles.
Cafe a wine, 1 coffee, but she cafe, 6 coffees.
You'll notice that the singular form is used after numbers in Irish. Changaha, languages, but ye hangi, 2 languages.
Exercise 4, page 22. You'll hear people counting things. Try to anticipate what they're going to say.
Pinta awen, 1 pint. Say, 3 pints.
Three funta.
Budgel of wine, 1 bottle. Say, 6 bottles.
Share with you.
Coffee awen, 1 coffee. Say, 2 coffees.
Yeah, coffee.
Table wine, 1 table. Say, 4 tables.
Kera heble.
Doris awen, 1 door. Say, 5 doors.
Quig gharas.
Sinemage the inn of the car.